This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's Tuesday at 3 o'clock, which means Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Shore Parks, brought to you by Groundworks. Tackle your wet basement, drywall cracks, or the nasty smells coming from your crawl space by booking a free inspection at groundworks.com. Elliot, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing?
Ike just said that you're happy that you don't have to go on any more flight trips. I don't know. We've seen the photos from your trips. It doesn't seem like much work for you.
I'm already dreading, like, I'll probably be in New Orleans the whole week, I would think, if we do that, right? So
yes.
They play on Sunday. I'd probably have to go out, what, the Friday before? Maybe Thursday, right? Yeah. So,
oh, yeah. You don't want to do that at all.
Detroit, probably have to go out there Wednesday to get ready. So, yeah, I mean, just
I
when you think
you
the travel.
Detroit, though. I can see you skipping that one.
Well, I have already looked at hotels in Detroit, so.
There you
ooh,
go.
In late January?
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
There's a different type of cold up there
it
by
is,
those
yeah.
lakes.
Well, I got my coats.
I heard Detroit's beautiful that time of year.
Yeah. It's beautiful
Detroit's coming back.
Year.
Detroit's coming back as a city. I've heard Detroit's coming back.
Yeah, downtown Detroit, actually, the few times I've been there is fine.
Okay.
For as much as people talk about it.
Yeah, speaking of cold, yeah, that Detroit, Chicago, Minneapolis during the winter is not the same as here.
It's a different cold.
The 2017 Super Bowl is a little different than the 2022 Super
yes.
Bowl.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, weather-wise.
That was, and I've been, because I lived in Chicago, I've been through some cold. That weekend, the Super Bowl weekend in Minneapolis was... It was horrible.
Yeah, I had to buy, like, I bought a special coat just for that week to, like, keep myself warm.
Wow.
Which I probably would have done anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. By the way,
whole special coat.
I heard some of the open, and you're looking for the most famous British person.
No, your go to Brit.
How did you not, like, I think you guys missed the obvious one.
Oh, you
got it. Who's your go-to Brit?
It's the most famous person of all time.
Oh, no, we're not doing
the queen.
The queen.
She's not the most famous
She's the most famous person of all time. Like,
no.
Not to take a Mount Rushmore.
What's
or
her
a
name?
Big one. Queen Elizabeth.
The...
Who cares? She
right.
is. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's so famous.
But everybody knows
even know
who
her name.
She is. I don't know, the 12th probably. Like, she's the most famous person ever. Like, it seems like... Would you use a Princess Diana, right?
She is my go-to Brit. The question isn't who's the most famous Brit
who's
ever.
Your go-to Brit?
And for me, it's the most famous one.
Okay. I bet more people who are listening to this radio station could pick Princess Di out of a lineup than Queen Elizabeth.
I probably disagree. But also, I think if you ask more people if they know Princess Diana or the Queen, more people would say the Queen.
Was the queen.
Actually, can we get Buzz in here one day to just go outside and hold up two pictures and see if who people know?
But are you going to put the like Eagles coat picture of her?
Oh,
well, it's part of it.
Now you're targeting, you
dude,
know.
I know you're
fine,
like,
whatever. You can put the Eagles picture.
I know you're like 10 years old, but the
I get to pick
the
picture of the queen, though.
Okay. What's that?
I get to pick the picture of the queen.
As long as it doesn't have her name on it,
Agreed.
Then we're fine.
Agreed.
Okay. All right. Elliot, we have to... We all respect you as a journalist.
Thank you.
But
we
have some audio we have to play you that I think you're going to have to defend because
I'm ready.
I don't think it was becoming of a Big J journalist. Jack, can you play it?
He was just in here and he was saying that you belong in the MVP discussion and it's bull. People try to discredit you because of stats. What's it mean for you that he kind of, you know, defends you like that?
So in a post-game press availability, you
want to hear Jalen's response?
Well, come on. It couldn't have been that interesting.
The rent's due, whatever.
Yeah. So you using a curse word in a post-game press availability, were you trying to befriend Jalen? Do you think that is behavior becoming of a real journalist?
All right. So college kids, listen up. Are you ready? This is all right.
You're giving advice?
Yes, this is advice. This is free advice. So the word I said there, which by the way, I don't even think is a curse word, but whatever.
It is. Then say it.
No, I know I'm not allowed to say it on the radio.
Why is that?
Because people consider it a curse word. I don't consider it a curse word.
You're the worst. Okay, all right.
Like, it's not a top three curse word, but whatever. Okay, so.
Not a top three.
It's not.
What are the top three?
Well, I know
I think
the
we
top
all know
two.
What the top three are. I don't know how. You're the old program director. I don't know how far we can go here, but.
We shouldn't say any of them.
Yes.
All right. Okay. You said BS.
I said BS, right?
But you didn't say BS, you said the word.
Correct, yes. And now, the reason I did that is because Sirianni said the word. And I felt when asking Jalen for a response, it was important he knew that Sirianni used that word because it showed the lengths he went to defend him. So I wanted Jalen to know that Nick said that so that Jalen could react appropriately.
So you think it wouldn't have conveyed it to him if you said BS to him?
No.
Okay.
No. Hmm. Also, I don't consider it a curse word. And I know I can't say it on the radio, but it's different than saying it on the...
Can I get on your side for a minute before you turn me away?
Yeah,
it's definitely a curse word, though.
It's just not. Like,
okay, it is a curse word, but I love your explanation. And I thought that was the reason why you did it.
Yeah,
I thought that was the reason why you did it.
I wanted Jalen to know.
He's trying to cozy up to Jalen.
No. I think I did enough of that during training camp.
Good luck with that.
Which, by the way, the training camp stats are looking great, by the way.
Oh, yeah, they're looking awesome.
No, they are. Yes, they are. Yeah. But regardless, if you look at when the fact Nick decided to do that, I think was noteworthy. To say the word he said, to do that type of emotion, and I thought it was important when having Jalen react to it that he knew Nick did that. So, yes.
It went hard for him.
I said that word.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought that's why he kind of did it.
Jack, what is your judgment on this?
Well, it's obviously unprofessional, and it's beneath this station. So,
Well, it's funny.
Is beneath this station?
I've heard this quote be played on the radio the last, 48 hours, and I haven't heard that part of it. And I was wondering where it went. But I guess
we had to dump it because it's a curse word.
Well, you played the little beep.
Well, I cut the. I put the beep.
Yeah, most people cut it out. Right. I like it better with the beep. Okay.
Same. Now, I wonder why that is.
Before, why?
Because it adds emphasis to what he was saying. Like, if you played
Nick's, I think it's funnier with a beep.
Yeah, but if you played Nick's quote, you would probably keep the beep in there.
Yes.
Right. That's what I mean.
We like our job, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So while we're on Eagles Insider of the Year, which I think this should be considered, I have to give you...
Oh, I can't wait to see how this impacts me.
No, well, look, there's a lot. There's some pro things here, and there's some anti things here, right? And that was a good explanation, even if I don't buy it. It was a good explanation.
Thank you.
Good thinking on your feet.
Thank you.
Now, I'm about to give you credit, but we have to decide whether you get Insider of the Year credit.
Okay.
So on the air, after Brandon Graham injured his tricep, you mentioned that you thought there was a chance he could be back for the Super Bowl, and I said there was no chance he'd be back for the Super Bowl. At the end of the Brandon Graham show last night, here is what BG said.
I hate that it, you know, got cut short, but if I had to end on a game, man, that was
a good game.
Great game to end on for this year, and man, who knows? Who knows? Mike, if we go long, it might be a surprise.
Uh-oh.
Now, look at you.
I heard what you said. All right. Yeah. So there is Brandon Graham sort of insinuating that if the playoffs go long enough, he could possibly play again. The question is, and you have to be honest with this.
I will be honest.
Was your saying that Brandon could come back for the Super Bowl just your opinion about what could happen because you know Brandon, or did you know something that you were trying to get out there?
It was just my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we give him credit Insider of the Year?
Here's where I would,
credit.
Well, okay. Here's where I would just say further, though. Like, it was my opinion based off covering Brandon for 10 years, being around the team. Fine, whatever. I'm being honest. That was my opinion.
I appreciate the honesty.
Listen, the fact that you were honest about it, that's noteworthy.
I
would have given you credit for it.
Yeah, and I easily could have said yes.
For someone
no one would have believed
For someone who's often laid his opinion out there and it comes true, I don't get credit for it.
You
have been docked up fairly in the rankings, I have to say. Me and you seem to get more,
football guys here at the station.
That's how you know we're the true top two dogs. That's how you really know.
Look, I'm busy one game at a time while you guys are booking trips to New Orleans. I'm the real football guy.
Yeah. Dope. Which, yeah. Well, I have my opinion on that, but I'm sure we'll.
Well, what is it?
So, okay.
No, because I have this other thing, but it's important.
That?
It's important that we. Wait, what's that?
Why'd you get your back up on
me?
That? Yeah.
No. I know it sounded different than I actually meant it.
All right.
What really? Can I explain why it sounded that way?
Why don't you share?
No. Because what happened was I was thinking of something else. I was almost saying it to myself. It's like no. I won't do that other thing I was going to do. I'll do that.
Okay.
So one game at a time, or Eagles Super Bowl. Where's your hit?
Clearly, we should be thinking Super Bowl, obviously. Media, fans, all that. I think the players and the coaches should also be thinking Super Bowl. I don't think it should be a week-to-week approach in the NovaCare. I understand that you have to take the opponent seriously, but you can do that while also being in that building and know we are a Super Bowl team, and I think that part of this is because of last year. I don't want the team running from last year. I don't want them to constantly be at the NovaCare.
Yeah,
no, I don't want them to be in the NovaCare being like, well, we collapsed last year. What if it happens again? And, well, last year we lost. They are a better team this year. They survived last year and came out from it a better team. And I think they should absolutely be thinking Super Bowl. Take the Panthers seriously. Do all the work you normally do. But don't run from the idea that they are a Super Bowl team. That's what they are. And that's what they should be thinking of.
You know I love you. You're completely wrong.
I don't think I am.
I'm telling you, you are. Whether you think you are or not, you're completely wrong. Here's why. There's more evidence of you being wrong with this. You won't hear any other team talking about the Super Bowl. So why would the Eagles be the only team out proclaiming and professing they're going to the Super Bowl, they're getting ready for New Orleans and all this other stuff? No other team around the league is going to be doing that.
So I'm curious, like, there's two ways to look at that. One, I'm not saying Sirianni and Jalen should go to the podium and go, like, we're going to the Super Bowl. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying internally.
No, but if, as a journalist, if you're there and you bring up the question, you want them to embrace it and talk about it. No, you don't. And just like Nick Sirianni doesn't want to harp on last year, he spent enough time talking about that in the preseason, early in the season. I loved his answer the other day where he said, we're past last year. We're moving on from that.
I agree.
Isn't about it. And you don't want players thinking about that. I don't know if this is what you were implying, but I don't want them thinking about that nonsense from last year.
That's what I'm saying. I think this team is good enough this year to go to the Super Bowl, and that's how they should treat themselves. I don't want them living in fear of another collapse. I don't want, and okay. I think that's a little bit maybe where you're at, Spike, and I understand the emotion of it, right?
It's not fear of another collapse. I think sometimes you can. They talk about details, how important details are. Mm-hmm. And when you start, you need small goals. You need a big goal, but you also need small goals. And sometimes when you get obsessed with whatever that big goal is, you forget about the small goals along the way. Winning the division should be a goal. Getting the number one seed should be a goal. These are all things that are super important to get to that next thing. So I think we're skipping steps here. There's five games is a lot of games. It's a third of the season that's left.
Yeah,
Two of them are specifically tough, Washington and Pittsburgh. Whether we think they're going to win or not,
they're not easy wins.
They'll probably be what, a 3.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh, four, maybe something like that.
Depending what happens the next week.
So these aren't gimmies.
But I'm not saying they should look past the Panthers or that they shouldn't look past. Like, winning the division's an accomplishment. No team's won it in back to back years in how long? Like 14, 20 years, whatever it is. So like, that is a big accomplishment. I'm not saying skip past those things. What I'm saying is I absolutely want them thinking and talking about Super Bowl. Like, that should be their goal. And last year, being around the team when they collapsed, to me, they weren't happy. It was ugly. Like, they didn't like each other. And I think it's a mistake. And I think Nick made a mistake when he did this in one of his postgame speeches. I think it was 2 weeks ago. He said something like, we haven't accomplished anything yet, right? Like, I don't. But I don't want them going back to this, like, you know, we haven't accomplished anything. Like, they need to, after how last year went, I think they need to celebrate a little more how good they are.
No,
why? Because last year.
No, forget about last year. No, forget about last year. I'm not being disrespectful, which you understand. Forget about last year. This is about staying focused and You know, I don't do the whole I played, you didn't play, this nonsense, because I respect all of you guys' opinion.
No, I like when you do give your
But I'm just giving you from a player's perspective and how to stay locked in. We need structure. We need simple goals, like Spike just said. You need goals placed in front of you. That's why what he's saying is the ideal way to approach it for the team and the coaches and the players. Fans are different. We don't have an impact on the game. But those guys, they need to be locked in on the Panthers as if they're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, that's how they need to be locked in on this thing, because it does not take a lot for you to get distracted. It does not take a lot for little talks about this, that, and the other, and next thing you know, we're more focused on the side topics than we are the real topic at hand. And you're skipping the process steps of what helps you be the best prepared team and the best team on game day. Eventually, they'll be able to get to the point where they can talk about those things. But what's the point as a player or a coach talking about those things when you haven't taken care of things that are right in front of you first? So for them, they need to have tunnel vision. It's the greatest thing Bill Belichick did as a coach that he doesn't get enough respect for and appreciation for. You can't do what they did in New England in a football era in which we were in for the last 20 years, 20 plus years, with free agency, quarterback salaries ballooning, all that type of stuff, if you don't have a singular focus every year. And the one thing that dude did every year was make them feel like they hadn't done squat and they could have just won the Super Bowl. He coached them like they didn't make the playoffs. That's how you have that sustained success. And that's why Nick is the way he is right now, because he doesn't want to be a bad example set up by mugging in the cameras and coming out and getting at the podium and sounding as if he's accomplished something. If he wants them to have a certain mindset and a temperament towards every week, he needs to exemplify that first and foremost for them.
So, honest question. In, like, 03, 04, right, when you guys, it was clear, like, that year was about going to the Super Bowl, right? Mm-hmm. Like, point-blank period. NFC Championship game wasn't good enough. Like, I'm curious, in the locker room, what was the mentality? Because I would imagine, and where I'm coming from, is it's probably hard not to go to work every day and know, like, this is ultimately about the Super Bowl. And you guys were good enough to go. So it's a lot like 2020, or, you know, this year's
difference.
Team. So, yeah, how was the mentality different, like, then when that's the clear expectation?
We were together longer, so you had a group of players that had, we're in the same system, we understand the coaching, the culture, and everything else. And so we had enough experience and enough veteran leadership that we can get locked in, because we knew what the goal was. We knew that we used past failures as motivation. We had lost the conference championship game the year before. So we knew the only way that we could have a successful season was to get back to that point and then win it and then go even further. So I think it helped us that we had, and here's the other thing, Andy was a steady, calming force. Andy's not an emotional roller coaster coach. You knew what you were getting with Andy
right
every day. And Andy is a process work guy. That's why he does what he does in Kansas City. They don't get complacent. He got the greatest quarterback arguably ever to play. He doesn't go into a season like, hey, you know what, we'll be all right. We're going to go ahead and win this thing. We lose Tyreek Hill. We lose this player. They have a process in which he believes in. And that's the other thing Nick was talking about that led him to success, and he doesn't deviate from that. And the players buy in. That's more important. The veteran players buy in, so it's easier for the younger players to buy in.
So I think I've wound up agreeing with both of you.
Beautiful.
You have moved me a little bit, and then I'm pointing to Elliot, and then you, Ike, have moved me a little bit. The way that you've moved me, Elliot, is I just started thinking about our radio show, and I am singularly obsessed with every single day, every single show, but it's because we have goals as a show, what we want to be as a show, and what I say to myself every day is if we want to be X, we have to be X today. So we're not going to, at the end of the season, we're not going to be what we want to be by not focusing on each day. So having it as the ultimate goal is important. The where I specifically agree with Ike and disagree with you, Elliot, is the celebrating what you've done so far. Now, maybe that's just my own sort of way. I celebrate for 4 seconds our wins. I don't
think
that part of it, I specifically agree with you, because you start talking about, well, we won this week, we won this month, we won this game, we deserve to celebrate that. That I think is
So
goes the other way.
Right.
But I think the ultimate goal, knowing what the ultimate goal is, can help you focus on the shorter goals.
So where I agree with is like last year shouldn't be discussed, right? Like I 100% get that. But where I'm coming from too is I don't want the motivator of not talking Super Bowl to be because of last year. I want the motivator in that building to be, we are good enough to go to the Super Bowl. That's where I'm coming from, where I'm saying, yeah. I hope they're talking about it and thinking about it and motivated by what they could accomplish instead of being afraid of what might happen again. Yeah, that's my thing where I'm not running from the Super Bowl.
So the one thing it could create, though, is tightness. And so my only comparison of this would be the Phillies. All year they talked about the goal is the World Series, the goal is the World Series, the goal is the World Series. And they play like a tight baseball team and things weren't going very well. So it does add a level of tightness if all of a sudden it's, we have to win the Super Bowl now.
Right. When you're trying to beat Carolina.
Yeah, see, that I don't buy into that. Either you play well or you don't play well. Yeah. I think what you can't be is consumed with it. It can't become a distraction. Right? Like, it's okay to, man, we're looking pretty good, man, but we know we got to do this, right? Like, it's okay. Believe me, they are having, these guys know, they aren't oblivious to what's going on
right
now. So they know that, but they have to fight against what's human nature, which is soaking all of this up and picking your head up and looking around. That's why we come up with these cliches like keep your head down and work, or working with blinders on so you don't get distracted by the stuff. You know the horse racing thing and why they wear blinders, right?
Well, now I do, yeah.
Well, that's yeah.
You didn't know that?
No, I did.
Okay. Yeah,
I'm just saying that's the
I forgot I knew it.
That's the whole cliche thing. That's the whole cliche thing of those so that you don't get distracted. Again, they know what the goal is.
Right.
I don't think they understand that, and they're excited about that. And one thing I like about these guys, because the message is getting through to them. Like, they're trying to keep it as boring as possible. They're trying to stay, like...
Even Nick yesterday, in his day after press conference, was one of the more boring Nick press conferences
and
that I think we've heard.
That's intentional.
Yeah.
And that's intentional.
I do think, to talk about, like, culture and where they're at as a team. In the celebration video... that they posted after the game. Like Nick says, we're going in on Monday, right? And you hear players like effectively cheer. Like I've seen so many of those videos where it's like, and I'll see you on Tuesday, and everyone goes crazy, right?
Yeah.
So
well, I think they got, he threw him a curveball. He threw him a curveball, and before they realized, he threw him a curveball.
Did he just say Monday?
Did he say Monday?
I don't know.
Believe me, I've never heard anybody cheer for coming in to work on Monday. That was a anticipated cheer of, see you Wednesday.
All right, well, I've already started down this path.
Yeah.
I let it go with the whole thing. I'm like, hey, he threw him a curveball there.
My worry is, last year was so ugly. I think this team strives and plays better when, like, it's not that that situation where it's, like, tense. And I get what you're saying, Jack, about tension. But I do think that this team, and Nick specifically, strives better when, like, the emotion is high and exciting as opposed to, like, trying to temper it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. For sure. All right. So coming up next, we will talk about Nick. Continue to talk about this. 215-592-9494. You made a comment about Nick's place in the league comparing to a couple of other coaches that I wanted to talk about. And we'll figure out where he sits in the hierarchy of coaches.
We know statistically where he sits.
Well, statistically says one thing. Yeah.
It's the most important stat.
Well, not always.
Yeah, kind of.
Well, is winning a Super Bowl the most important stat?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, how many Super Bowls has he won?
But he does have the highest winning percentage.
Okay.
Wow. Give him a parade.
All right, yeah.
I wouldn't be against it.
Hang a banner.
Yeah.
And then the only two people that can turn me against Nick are you and Ken.
Ken.
From CinemaSin. And then the other thing is Chase Daniel spoke a little about Jalen again, and we will play that react to it.
I do have a thought on that.
Yeah. So we will talk about all that next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.